Today's daf in Masechet Shabbat brought to you mibein Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Kuf Yud Gimel, and we are holding on Kuf Yud Beit Amud Beit at the two dots that begin with Nodot Shel Yayin. So that's 8 lines up. Says the Mishnah, Nodot Shel Yayin v'shemen, where you would have to untie it anyway to get out the oil or the wine, you're allowed to tie on Shabbat. Obviously, says the Marpshita. I mean, you're going to need to open it up in order to use it, and therefore it's clearly not a kesher shel kayama. Lo tzricha d'itay tarti uni. It's talking about over here that it's tied on both ends. So in other words, you have a leather bag that is tied, and that is waterproof. It holds whatever is inside of it, but you can choose which end you're going to open. On either side, you fold it in and then tie around, in which case I might have thought that perhaps you'll leave one permanently. And if that's the case, you're making a kesher shel kayama. Kamash malan, now there's two approaches, as we said earlier. Kamash malan, that because both of them are emed lahatir, there's no worry anyway, because lamaisa, this kesher isn't made. It's a kesher shel kayama, therefore even if it turns out that you left one of them, we don't care. Or kamash malan, since it's a suffix, we aren't gezer, we don't care. Because it's not the norm to leave one permanently. Kedera shel basar, same issue. They used to wrap up the food in order to prevent flies from getting to it and so on. So it was the same idea. And again, the same question, pshita. Answers the Gemara, over here you're not going to say it had two sides because that wasn't the norm. This was something that was made essentially like a bag that would tie on the top. So over here, what would be the reason I need to know? Lo tzricha d'itay shalaka. Starting over here, they used to make these things with a little window in the side so that if you didn't need to put in a new pot, you didn't open it from the top. You just open up a small window in the bag, took out what you needed, and closed the window and zipped it back up again. So you might think that in such a case, maybe you'll only use the shalaka from now on, and it will be a kesher shel kayama, kamash malan, the same issue. Again, the way those Rishonim argue with Rashi and say that each case is a case about a suffix, then it makes sense that we have these repetitive cases, because each one, the suffix, obviously, is a different level of suffix, what's more likely, and so on. If you're learning like Rashi, that when something is emed lahatir, you don't need to know that you're going to bedafka use it, then the question is, what we need so many examples. The Gemara doesn't make a tzrichasa. The next case was the Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, that the halacha is kosher, and the question over here is, can you tie an animal in? Can you tie an animal into a barn, an enclosure, and tie the rope across the exit? So he said, yeah, you can. Now, nobody said you couldn't, but he's just speaking it out, apparently. We'll see later on in the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, well, here's the same problem. I mean, obviously, you're not going to let the animal stay there forever. You need to take it out. It needs to go pasture, whatever you're going to use it for. So pshita, it's not a kesher shel kayama. So here, too, answers the Gemara, same thing. It's talking about over here that you have two different ropes. According to Rashi, suggests two possibilities. One is you have an upper rope and a lower rope, and you could theoretically loosen the lower rope, hold the upper rope up, and let the animal go under, which is a possibility, even though it's not so comfortable. Or that it's talking about there's a pole in the middle, and you tie it from both sides, and sometimes you go out here, sometimes you go out, but it's basically the same idea. So lo trichdi to eat le tarte isri mao de tima chodemina betulim avatil, and therefore kamash malan, that you're not going to take it out by squishing it the way others learn, or like Rashi, it's emidad. On Rav Yezer, on Rav Yira, on Rav Shmuel, that's how we paskin. Halak Rav Yezer ben Yaakov, that you are indeed allowed to tie the animal into the barn. Omale Abaye, this is an attack that we've seen before. What do you mean halacha? You only say halacha. I mean, if there's an argument, somebody argue. Michlal the Pligi. I mean, Rabbi Ben Yaakov made a statement that we don't see any reason to doubt. We don't find the Chachomim argue on it. Omalei, so Rabbi Yosef said, so my nafka lachamina, what do you care? It's even better halacha. I mean, if nobody argues, that's the best halacha, right? Omalei, you can't say halacha as if it's a psak, as if we're singing rock tunes over here. Gemara Gomer's Murut today, I understand. What, are we singing songs or are we singing Gemara? If you're paskin halacha, then obviously you're assuming somebody's arguing and it needs a psak. Let's say that you have a bucket that you're going to be using to draw water up, and the rope broke. You can use a garter belt. Remember the paskia we had before? Most of it was a garter belt, which you put around your leg in order to hold up a sock. And over here, you can tie it using it to wrap around the string, and then tie it with the garter strings to the bucket. but not a chevra. You can't tie a rope there, obviously, because a rope is something that you're going to leave there permanently. I mean, after all, you want your bucket to be attached to a rope. It's going to be a little ridiculous to use a garter belt every time you bring the belt, the bucket up, and now you need the garter belt. Klal amar Rabbi Yehuda. And by the way, says Rabbi Yehuda, I want to tell you a klal. Kol kesher she'eino shel kayama, ein chayavim alav. Any kesher that isn't meant to be left permanently, you're not chayav. Now, the pashtus over here is that he's referring back to what he just said. I'm being matir, the garter belt. I mean the chevel. Because, as we'll see, you're not going to leave it there. The problem is, as Tosfos points out, that then it would be a contradiction. Because where Rabbi Yehuda was matir, lechatchila, and what he's saying is, you're not chayav if it's not a kesher shel kayama. That can't possibly be a hesber on what he just said. Because then he'd be saying, well, I don't mean that it's mutar lechatchila, but it is. So it's got to be referring back to the previous sugya. Now, the Maaseh Tosfos considers this to be related to the sugya later, a aniva, tying a loop. There we'll see that Rabbi Yehuda answers. He argues with the Rabbanan, or maybe the business about kol kesher she'yachol latir b'yodo achas, which is certainly matir, the aniva, but it is matir even other loose ksharim. He holds that that's also lechatchila. So that the real mashmaut of what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is that only en chayavin olav, but all the things that you are matir, you can't be matir, because lechatchila you don't do that either. So that Rabbi Yehuda's matir, as we'll see later on. Now, when you say you can use a rope, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, what kind of rope is he talking about? Chevel d'mayim. I mean, you mean stam to take like a rope that's just a chevel d'alma, Rabbi Yehuda's matir? I mean, why in the world wouldn't a person want to leave that rope there permanently attached to his well? In which case, it's a kesher shel kayamahu. You're right. He's obviously referring to a chevel that has other usages and therefore would never be left there. He's actually referring to a chevel de gardi, which is used professionally by a weaver, so that it's what he uses to tie his material with. And he's never going to leave that there. That's an expensive chevel. And because of that, he's saying, you don't have to worry about making a gzeira. Maybe people will get confused. Nobody will get confused. Wait a minute, now I'm confused. So in other words, you're saying now the issue is, do we worry about people getting confused? So according to the Rabbanan, we do worry. And if we allow you to use a chevel de gardi, then the next guy might come along and use a regular chevel, be over nisri raita, because he's going to leave it there permanently. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't have to worry about that. Well, I got news for you. In the Braita, it's clear that actually this is a reversal of what Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan hold, because Raminu, chevel b'lishin ifsak, if you have a bucket that now tore and now you can't lower it into the water because the rope tore, what do you do? Say the Chachamim, well, you can always use a bow. Just make sure you don't use a knot. So lo yekosho ela onvo. And that you could do even the chatchila, as we said before, because that is by definition not a kesher shel kayama, and it's not even the derech of kishu. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can't do that. All you could do is correct alav punda or a paskia. You can use the rope and then wrap the part of the rope that tore. You can go ahead and you can tie with a belt, you know, or a garter belt, something that you're going to take away. But you cannot make a bow, lo yan venom. Now, I understand. Here, obviously, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda is saying we're worried about people making a real knot if you let them make a bow. And the Chachomim are saying we're not. And that's an exact reversal. So Kasha Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha Rabbanan, not Rabbanan. You just told me that the way you understand the Machlokas in our Mishnah about whether you can use the rope of a gardi is because Rabbi Yehuda holds between one rope and another rope. And not make a mistake. Rabbanan holds you're going to make a mistake. And over here, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says you're going to make a mistake. And therefore you can't use the aniva. And the Rabbanan says you're not going to make a mistake. So how do you explain that? Well, that's not so difficult to explain to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan and Rabbanan Lokash, it's not a problem, the Rabbanan, because, look, who's going to know that this is a chevel de gardi? The guy sees a chevel. I don't, you know, I look close and I see that it's a, you know, it's a Nimbus 2000. I mean, I'm not going to know. I see a rope there. So, Mamela, a chevel be chevel is michlef, and that the Rabbanan are chayish, the aniva. Bekshira. Now, who's going to think, if I allow you to tie a bow, that therefore you're going to tie a knot? Did you ever hear anybody confuse those two things? I don't know, but the whole world is bulky in the fact that we're careful about not making knots, but we're allowed to make a bow. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda is also lo kasher, because the reason that Rabbi Yehuda says over here that you cannot make a bow is not because he holds that people will confuse a bow, in which case Kol Shekein he should have held that people will confuse the chevel, the garden, with a normal chevel. The reason Rabbi Yehuda holds you can't use a bow is because he holds a bow is kshira, not because it's confused with something else. He himself holds that aniva gufa kshira. So he disagrees with all sugya before about things that you can take out with one hand, or the idea that aniva is not a normal knot. To him, what's important is it meant to last? If it's meant to last, you can forget about all the other issues of the Keshel Shaloman, and so on. This is the type of thing that people will tie and leave it there. And therefore, as far as I'm concerned, says Rabbi Yehuda, that itself is a kshira. Omri Bab, Omri Kibarash, Omri Rav, Mevi Adam, Chevel Mitoch Beito. You can go into your house, take out a brand new rope, and you can tie one end of it to your cow and the other end of it to his feeding trough, to the avos, and it's not a problem. So you could be kosher it both to the para and to the avos. Etve, Ravacha Aricha, Ravacha the taller, but that was Ravacha Bar Papa, you may remember. As Rav Abba, it says just the opposite. It says, chevel shebe avos, if you have a chevel already attached to a feeding trough. So then you can tie the other end of it to a para. And if you have a chevel attached to a para, you can tie the other end of it to the feeding trough. But you cannot bring a rope from your house and tie one end to the para and one end to the avos, because obviously you're going to leave one end tied. I don't know what's more convenient for you, to leave it tied to the avos, or you like to have it tied to your para, but it's ridiculous to think that every time the guy's going to remove his para, he's going to untie both ends. Why in the world would he do that? So then this would be a kesher shel kayama, and yet Rav is saying over there it's mutter. Yeah. We're talking about two different chevels. Atam chevel di alma, hacha chevel di garde. Where it's a rope, a normal rope that you don't have another use for, in Afinam you'll be mavatel, and it's considered to be a kesher shel kayama. But what we're being matir is being matir chevel di garde, which b'shuma, if you're not going to leave there, it's a professional tool. And therefore, what he's saying is, as long as you can be certain that it's impermanent, there's no problem in doing it even on both sides. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, now that we're talking about the chevel of a gardi, I mean, the mitzvah, there is another problem here when you think about it. A chevel of a gardi being a professional tool, you might have thought with the Kli Shel Melacha Liyasa. I mean, I use that all the time for my weaving machine. So why would I be allowed to use it on Shabbat? Obviously, because normally we say Kli Shel Melacha Liyasa, if I have another purpose in it, then it's really Kli Shel Melacha Liyasa Vila Heter. And if I decide I want to use it for heter, it's like a hammer. If I decide I want to use a hammer to crack nuts, so I take it out of my tool chest and I crack it up with a hammer. Because there, it's not miyuchet for a particular use. But then there's a concept in which a person is miyachet something, and he would never use it for anything else, in which case it becomes a kli that is miyuchet liyisr, not leheter, and in fact he wouldn't use it, so that he would hide it, and this becomes a book to achas chisor and kis, or other issues in which you cannot use something for, as we'll see later on, for a lesser alternative usage, because you don't want to use it for that. What would be the apparently a chevel is not unique enough to say it's a tool like that, but what about the other pieces of the weaving machine? So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kli Kivayim Mutar L'Tafalam B'Shabbat, you can use the various pieces of the weaving machine. For instance, as we just saw last week, the Konen. So you have these pieces that move the Shti in two directions each time, so to allow the Orev to get through it. But, I mean, basically those are sticks. They happen to be plugged in there. So if you need a stick, you can use the stick. How about, well, I mean, Rav Yehuda, how about the actual Kovid Elyon and Kovid Tachton? I mean, those are pretty permanent pieces. That was the piece that held the Shati and unrolled. And the Kovid Tachton was where the new material was being rolled onto. Those are expensive and they're big. How about that? Would you use that for something else so that it becomes a Kli Shel Melacha Liyasa Vila Heter? In Velav, Verafia Biyado, he didn't have a good answer. So sometimes he said, yeah, well, actually maybe not. So it was loose. He couldn't give you an answer. And therefore, from him, we didn't get the psak, but from Shmuel, we got a psak. Itamar, Nachman, Rav Shmuel, Kli Kevoy, Mutar, Latatalan, Bishabat, Afilo, Kovid Elion, the Kovid Atakton. But not the Amudim. Now, the Amudim, we did not see at the machine downstairs because Amudim are made for a different type of loom. The amudim are what you use in a portable kind of loom. What would happen is that you, women who don't have room in the house for these big machines, so they would make the womb, so the loom, so that it was entirely vertical, not spread out horizontally. And in order to do that, you would plug in two poles into the floor, and then the rest attached to those poles. So you could take it apart and put it away for Shabbos and so on. So the question is, Tana Shmo, you can move the Kovet Elyon, Kovet Tachto, but not the Amudim. If you left the Amudim in the floor on Shabbos, you can't take them out. I understand. Why not? I mean, the Amudim is certainly not more valuable than Kovet Elyon and Kovet Tachto. So, Maishna Amudim Delo. I'm assuming that it has something to do with the fact that you don't want to make a hole on Shabbos. If you take out the Amud from the floor, so you end up being, you're making a Guma. So, maybe that's the problem. I mean, Ilay Medikovet Gumot. You're making gumot, sorry. Gumot memela kahavion. You are not making gumot. When you remove something from a hole, that is not called making a guma. The guma is what results from taping something up. And I know that that's mutter because of the Mishnah. Hatomein lefet v'tznonot tachat hagefen. Somebody who wants to keep his radish fresh, he wants to keep his turnips fresh. So he puts them in the soft ground that's near a vine. So im miksat alav megulin, if some, you have a little bit of the leaves that you leave on top so that you can pull them out, there's no problem, it's not called kelayim, because it's not called planted. It's not called planting on shvi'it, if it happens to be shvi'it. It's not considered to be repicked, it should be chayav on meiser, and it's not a problem in picking it out on Shabbos, because that's not considered to be making a hole in the ground or picking from the ground. And therefore, I say the same thing is true over here. If you pull out the amudim from the floor, the gumot are there because they've been made from before. Yes, says the Gemara. That's because the vine is usually not growing in your living room. Most often you'll find a vine in the sadeh. And over there, if you pull it out, why in the world would you be enticed into smoothing it? You'll pull it out and go and eat it. But you're certainly not going to, oh my gosh, I can't leave a hole in the ground. I better go and smooth it out and forget that it was Shabbos. That's a ridiculous scenario. So he's, lo ati la shvi'a gumot. But in the middle of your living room, you take it out. Remember, they had dirt floors. You take it out. There's a hole in the living room. Your natural inclination is smooth it over. But if you smooth it over in the living room, you get over and be shumbona. So therefore, v'bayit ati la shvi'a gumot. And therefore, where goes it? Bo mine rabbi yochan rabbi yirabar rabbi livoi. Kli kevoi kegon ha-kovid elyon, kovid tachton. Mal l'tatalan b'shabbat, omale ein metalta. You're not allowed to be metalta, the mipaskin, my time, huh? Lefisha ein nitalin. The problem in these, in the COVID and COVID tachton, is that even during the week, these are things that are never moved. They're not the type of thing that you go casually to use for something else. So in other words, he held that they are miyuchet for malachtam, and therefore they're klisha malachtali iser. And now a word from our dear president, you are allowed, when you take off your clothing, you are allowed to fold them on Shabbos, because if you don't fold them, then they will be extremely messed up with creases. And in order to avoid creasing, and you can do it even four or five times, you can get it right the first time, as most men don't, or the third time, as most men don't. You can do it until you finally get it right, and it's not. It does not appear as if it's a malacha that you're working on Shabbos. And you can make your beds, meitzinat amitot, even if it's a leil Shabbat, you can get it ready for Shabbos. But in the morning when you wake up, you cannot fix your beds up to be ready on Matzai Shabbat, because that's Hakanan. Obviously, this is talking about where they are not in a place that you're going to be coming into on Shabbat, which looks not nice. The Kovet Shabbos, that's something else. That you're doing out as Hakana for Matzai Shabbat, that you'd be doing for Shabbat itself. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Mikaplim et HaKelim, Umetzi'in et HaMitot, Miyon HaKippurim LeShabbat. Rabbi Yishmael says, now wait a second. This, you got to know that where we're talking about two levels of Kiddusha, for Shabbat, for Mitzray Shabbat, yes, that's a problem. Some say perhaps from one Shabbat to the next Shabbat is a problem. But from Yom Kippur to Shabbos, since the Kiddush of Shabbos is greater, so that would be okay. So you can be Matziah, the Mitah, you wake up on Yom Kippur, and you're going to prepare now the Mitah for Shabbat, which is at night, if that happens. Then you can do that, and because, I mean, the truth is in the Beit HaMikdash, the Chalvei Shabbat that were left over from the Korbanos on Shabbos, you can bring Leil Yom Kippur. So they would be burnt during the night, and they would be krevim b'Yom HaKippurim. But you cannot bring Korbanos that were left from Yom Kippur to burn them for Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva Omer, nonsense. Lo shel Shabbat krevim b'yom ha-kippurim, lo shel yom ha-kippurim krevim b'Shabbos. It's considered to be exactly the same. You cannot be making from one to another or do the malacha of one to another, whether it's a higher kedusha or not. Armi devei Rabbi Yana. When do we say that you can fold your clothing that's dafka if it's one person who's doing the folding? So then you can't really do a great job. So your talus is very long. How, you know, what are you gonna, you're gonna hold it up? You'd like another guy, would you mind holding, hold the bottom of my talus, and then you do a good job. You can't do that. B'shnei b'nei adam, you cannot. And even b'adam echad, when we allow you to fold, lo arna ela b'chadashim, this is only where the beged itself is essentially folded on its own. So that it's a brand new beged, and in those days, obviously there was no wash and wear. Once something was washed, it was terribly, terribly, if you remember the old materials, terribly, terribly creased. And therefore, any type of folding would be a tikkun after washing. So the only time that we were matir, Richie, the only time that we were matir is if this is basically new. New means it might have been worn 100 times, but it was never washed. So it still has the sizing in the material, which provides it some protection against kimut, and the crease is nicker in it. And therefore, when I fold it, I'm basically preventing damage to it, but I'm not making a tikkun in it. But if it's yeshanim, we're over there, they're terribly creased. So over there, that is usur. Again, that does not mean that this would necessarily apply to us. Many of the poskim say that bizman hazeh, the wash itself is the equivalent of giyutz. This is halachos nagia, many issues, the 9 days and so on. And because of that, when we wash something, it's always considered to be chadashim, because it's not mitkameit so bad. Furthermore, chadashim nami lo amran ela belevanim. When we're talking about folding, we're talking about folding white clothing. But if you're talking about the colored clothes, whew, if you don't fold those are really wrecked, and that's mamash atikun, and therefore you cannot fold colored clothing. The lo amran. Furthermore, this is only if you don't have anything else to wear. She'enu la'akviv, ala yeshu la'akviv, if you have something else to wear, put on something else. Then many of the poskim say, if you have something that you prefer not to wear, it's not as nice for Shabbos, whatever, that's not called having something else. It means having the equivalent thing. Tana shel Beit Rabbi Gamliel, lo hayu mekaplim klei lavan shelem. They, because they had so many clothing, would not fold anything, even the klei lavan chadashim, mipnei shehaya lahem lachlif. They had plenty of other clothing that they could put on and then take care of the other one after Shabbos. Omer Rav Huna, im yesh lo lachlif, in general. Before we move on, let me just, we're going to move on now to issues more of Agadita that relate to how it is that a person should dress and act on Shabbos. Just in general, many of these halachas, the poskim are very mekel, bizman hazeh. So let's just talk about one thing that they're not mekel on, and that people may often don't realize. When it says over here, shnei b'nei adam, that includes using a kli. So in other words, let's say you would put your talit down on a table, and then you'd fold it on the table. That's the equivalent of two people. So that would be definitely usur. Furthermore, these are types of begadim in which when you fold them, it actually makes a difference to the tzura of the beged, so that when you unfold it, it will remain looking like that. But let's say I have a knitted sweater, where many people have knitted talitot. That is not going to be nicker at all afterwards. It's basically just preventing damage. And in that case, there's no isser in folding them, because the folding doesn't do a tikkun bichlal. Furthermore, what if you don't use its chadashim, or in our terms, chadashim, it has in it an ironed crease. What if you don't use that crease? If you dafka fold it not on the crease, in which case it's definitely not a tikkun. So over there also, they're matir for a need, you need to put it away and so on. Furthermore, if the fold has nothing to do with the tikkun of the beggar, you're not being mocked at how you fold it. It's just that it's taking up so much space, you can't get it into the closet. And then you just want to fold something up in a way that will take up less space, that's not considered to be a tikkun for the beged at all, that you could do to put it away. Okay, now getting back to the way that you're supposed to look with your clothing on Shabbat, comes along now the Rav Huna to tell us that in general, if you have other clothing, once we're talking about changing clothes, yesh lo achlif, it's Friday. If you have other clothing that are for Shabbos, yachlif, you should change your clothes for Shabbos clothing. Of course, it's possible that people are so poor they don't have special Shabbos clothes. im ein lo la'achliv, then at least yishalshel b'begadav. So it used to be that in order to avoid damage to your pants, they would roll the pants up so that they wouldn't drag along the ground if they were walking out in the sada or get caught on things. But for Shabbos, you can wear long clothing. So loosen the pants. I was going to say pants. It wasn't really pants. It was skirts and so on. So loosen your cuff. And that way it'll look like you're a more kosher person, because rich people who would never walk out in this sada would always wear bell bottoms. Well, that's okay. Matke flor of safra. I mean, to do such a thing, is that gaiva? It's mitchazik ramud rucha. It looks like all of a sudden you hold your hot shot that you're dressing like one of these mechuzah people. No, kivin de koyuma lo ka'avet vino de ka'avet lo mitchazik ramud rucha. Since this is something in general that you avoid, it's clear that what you're doing is for Shabbos, and it's not something that you're attempting to present yourself as something that you aren't. That's ramud rucha. Here, it's obviously the kavod Shabbos. As a matter of fact, the remez in the whole idea of clothing and Shabbos is a fascinating remez. It says, v'chibato mi'asot rachecha. So the pasuk goes into the tashiv mi'shabbat rachecha. We have all of the beautiful drushes of how we're supposed to act on Shabbos. So it says, if you'll be careful about keeping Shabbos, and then it goes through a lot of things. In what sense? Asot chafatzecha v'yom kachi, doing your own things on my day of Kedusha. V'karata l'shabbat onev, you call it a day in which you give yourselves pleasures. L'kdosh Hashem mechubad, you call that which is holy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu honored. V'chibadto mi'asot rachecha, you're mechabed it, and you do not do the things that you normally walk the way you normally walk. Mimtzo chefzecha, not going around to do your purposes of chol, or daber davar, to speak about such things, then you're in good shape. So let's darshan each one of those. Vechibato me'asot rachecha. What is chibato? Chibato means shelo yeh malbushcha shel Shabbat kemalbushcha shel chol. You should not dress on Shabbat the way you would dress during the week. Why do we say that that's a function of chibato? Because Rabbi Yochanan actually would refer to his clothing as mechabdutai, because basically that which brings out the unique and the honorable in an individual, people walk around naked, there's no, it's all generic. But if it's your clothing, calls attention to that which is what you want to express uniquely. And therefore, that's called kavod. The pasuk, therefore, is understood as chibadat. This was the gedol sugya of the Bnei Aaron, what exactly happened to Nadav Avihu. Okay, but we'll wait till we get there. And this teaches us you have to dress differently. Furthermore, continues the pasuk, me'asod drachecha, for making your way. Your way is the way that you walk. This teaches us shaloyeh luchecha shabbat kiluchecha shachol. You can't even walk the way you walk during the week. The Gemara's going to ask what's that supposed to mean. Mimtzo chefzecha, chefzecha themselves are awesome. But chefzei shamayim. So let's say you're having a community meeting about how much tzedakah to give out. You'll say that's business. No. It's God's business. And Chefzei Shamayim is mutter on Shabbos. V'daber davar, this teaches us, shelo yeh diburcha shel Shabbat kediburcha shel chol. You should not be speaking about cheapo things on Shabbos the way you would be speaking during the week. But meanwhile, we see from here, daber davar, only dibur is awesome. You can't speak about it, but you can't think about it. Hirur is mutter. Okay, now, let's go through this. All of them, I understand. Bishon akulu l'chayim, fine, l'chayim. But shaloyeh lucha shal Shabbos, ki lucha shal chol. You can't walk the same way. Well, what do you mean you can't walk the same way? Mayi. Ki odam ravuna marav, or some say it was rababam ravuna. A person who's walking on Shabbat and he comes to ramat hamayim. So he's got to be able to cross a water channel. So what can he do? Can he jump over it? No. That's not kavod Shabbos. Im yachol aniach et raglo rishona, kodem she'teaker shniya. If it's possible for him to cross it without needing to jump or even to skip. So he could put one foot on one side and one foot is still attached to the other side, hasn't completely gone into the air, mutter. But if not, it's like jumping, and that's not something that looks very honorable on Shabbos. It's also matkiflo rova, so what's the guy supposed to do? Hey, Chilavid, what do you want him to do? You want him to walk a mile around it and go around the other side? So leikif, come out fish be lucha. So you're making him walk on Shabbos an extra kilometer. That's considered to be a kavod Shabbos. Should he walk through the water? Leaver, zimden mitvas in mind. What if his clothes get wet? And maybe he'll squeeze the clothes. I mean, it's more kosher for you the way it looks than to actually take a risk on maybe being mechal Shabbos. No, please. jump, man. It's obvious you're not doing it as just you're having fun making a fool of yourself. You need to get over the water. That's perfectly okay. I'll tell you what it means to walk differently on Shabbos. Can you take 5 giant steps on Shabbat? And this means a step that is wider than the Amma, which is the standard step. So can you take very wide steps to get somewhere fast? So Rabbi Shmuel said, and who said you could do this during the week? Somebody was matred? I say it's usher to ever walk like that. That if you walk like that, it affects your eyesight. And if you have bad eyes, which you could always do, is be makpid mahadalei b'kiddush shimsha. The kiddush Friday night, that gives you back the eyesight that you lose with the wide steps. Of course, it doesn't mean 1/500th of your total eyesight. It's always 1/500th of what was left of your eyesight after you took out the previous 1/500th. So there's smaller and smaller pieces with each gianter and gianter step. Another thing that was similar to this was they asked Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, are you allowed to eat dirt on Shabbos? People who have calcium deficiencies, other issues. There are things, and you want to just poke your neighbor over there a little bit there. There you go. Wow, what a gentle poke. When I say poke, I mean poke.
Eat dirt.
Can you eat dirt on Shabbos? Amalei, and who allowed you to eat dirt during the week? You can never eat dirt. It's damaging to you. Somebody who eats dirt over here in Bavel, you might as well be eating your dead forefathers. All of the Jews that have lived there, it's like eating something in Europe, you know. It's as if you're eating bugs. All of the things that were wiped out in the marble. Boy, it lists all kinds of nasty things. Who knows what's in there? Little piggies and snakes and so on. That's what you want to eat. Because, as Reish Lakish says, why is Bavel called Shinar? Shekom metei mabul ninaru lesham. Shen ninar. All things roll down in the marble to Bavel, so you've got concentrated bug juice if you eat here in Bavel. Says the Gemara. And therefore, the Yeshua Mipil Okash Katsivir Mashim, how could that be? I mean, Havada Itbachui, Itbachui, come on. There's nothing left of anything like this. I'm sorry. And Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Lomene Kishma Mitzula. Why is it called the Mitzula? Lashon of Nitztalel, those things which floated down there and sunk to the bottom. And because of that, it's like Shkatzivir Mashim, forget about the Meitei Amabo, what about all those bugs? Ask the Gemara, Avadit Mechui Yitmachu. But they've been completely and totally degenerated. They're now part of the ground. Well, the truth is, of course, this is all a matter of speech. In actuality, it's because of the fact that they were aware that eating this stuff is bad for you. So Kivan Domonkin, the Rabbanan asserted it. You should not do it. And because of that, they put it in this fashion, okay? So it goes to Beirat Bonnet, so they said it's as if. But obviously it doesn't mean literally it's as if. Here's this guy, eats some of this clay-like ground. And then he ate some shaklayim, and sure enough, they grew in his tummy, and they went right through his heart. And that was the end of him. So don't do that. Very good. And then, once we're on the topic of clothing for Shabbat, notice that Ruth obviously had special clothing because she was told by Naomi, "Verachatz v'sach v'samtsim lo tayich." I mean, what's that supposed to mean? So, is she supposed to put on a dress? What, and up till then she wasn't wearing a dress? What was she wearing exactly? So, that's a reference, Omer Belazar. That's a reference to Begadim Shel Shabbat. She had special clothing for Shabbat. When it says, "Tein lechacham v'yachkam od," you give an idea to a smart person, they'll do it even better. And they'll add chokhmah. Who's that referring to? Omer Rabbi Elazar. This is Ruth. Ruth HaMoaviyah or Shmuel HaRamati. Ruth, because what did Naomi tell her? Naomi told her, "Verachatz v'sach v'samtsim lo tayich alayich," that you should wash and put on your dress. And then v'yoradet tagoren, go down and find Boaz sleeping. So, ilu b'didaktiv, he can't handle it. Ilu b'didaktiv, it's cheese. Ilu b'didaktiv. But what did she herself do? She didn't do that. First she went down to the Goren, and then it says, she did everything that her mother-in-law told her to do. Why? Because she figures, boy, that's all I need. is to go down smelling like perfume and dressed up like I'm a prostitute. What are people going to think when they meet me? I'll go down normally to the Goren, and then I will do all of those things. So she was even smarter than Naomi. Naomi came up with this brilliant idea. She improved upon the brilliant idea. And what about Shmuel? Well, Shmuel, the same thing. He comes and tells Eli, you're calling me. So Eli says, oh, that ain't me. It's got to be God. Next time you hear those sounds, say, speak, O Lord. Okay, so Eli tells him, Shaka avayani kray lecha ve'amarta daber Hashem ki shomea avdecha. Shmuel's not ready to jump to conclusion. Speak, O Lord. So when he hears the sounds, he says, Shmuel, Shmuel. Says, vayavo Hashem yitzei v'yikra kepam bepam Shmuel, Shmuel. What does Shmuel say? He doesn't say, speak, O Lord. He says, speak. I don't know who you are. Ki shomea avdecha. But he didn't say daber Hashem. Another thing, once we're on the topic of root, it says, Vatelech Vatavo Vatalaket Besadeh. What do you mean, Vatelech Vatavo? It's Vatelech Vatalaket. So she's obviously going back and forth. Amar Rabbi Elazar, that's mean Shahalcha Ubat, Alcha Ubat. She kept going to places, but she didn't like them. She came back, went to another place. Acher Matzah B'nei Adam Hamuhuganim Lelechimayim. She waited until she found the type of people that she felt were suitable to be with. Vayomer Boaz L'Naharo Anitzav L'Kotrim. L'mi HaNaharo Hazot. This is a little strange. He's the God of the Torah saying, hey, who's the chick? It's a very strange kind of comment. Omar Rabbi Elazar, davar chokhmara abba. He saw that she was obviously a very chosh of a woman. So she knew the dinim of leket, and bibat nitatana, the braita says he saw dvar tzniutra abba. So where she was collecting something that had been nishkach standing still, she collected that mu'umad, but something that had fallen to the ground that she was collecting, she would first sit down, not bend over, she would sit down and then pick it up. V'ko tidbakinim na'arotai. Now obviously the word tidbakin is a very v'davak b'ishto, it's a very sexy kind of word. I mean, is this the way that Boaz talks? V'chidarko shel Boaz tabeki banashim. And why is he saying tidbakin? Omer Rabbi Elazar, because that's the whole point. He was saying that though she is ruuya to marry, that came in the Koza, when he knew v'tishakor palachamotav ru dafkaba. So dafka, that's exactly the language. He says, she knows how to be mistabik to the Shechina. Shorei ledbukeba, you're allowed to be mistabik to a woman like this. And then Boaz tells her, Gishi halom. Now that word halom is not the normal way of saying come here. Halom is a reference to Malchus, and he was Merames to Remez Ramazla. Atida Malchut Beit David Latzeit Mimech. Your children are going to be kings. Dichtiv Be Halom, because it's about Beit David that we find the lashon of Halom. Shenemra Vayavo Hamelach David Vayashav Lifnei Hashem Vayomar Mianochi Hashem Elokim Umi Beiti Kehevi'atani Ad Halom, that you have brought me to this point. And this was after the giving over of the Malchut to Beit David. And that's why whenever it says halom, that's how we dash it. So Moshe Rabbeinu was told, I'll talk to Krav halom. It means, Bikesh Moshe Malchut, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give it to him. So this is consistent in the word halom. V'tavalt pitech b'chometz. Omer Rabbi Elazar, if she was told to, in a hot day, at the time where you're collecting the dried out grain, so it's clear that mikancha chometz yofal ishrav. It's good to have vinegar or vinegary drinks when it's boiling hot outside. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani Omar, this is also a remez. Remez Ramazla, even though you may have malchut, but atid ben latzeit mimech, you're going to have a son that's like vinegar. Shema asav kashin kechometz. And who is that referring to? That's Menashe, who did all the Avodah Zarah and brought it into the Heichal. Vateshev mitzad hakotzrim, note, says Rabbi Elazar, she said mitzad hakotzrim velo betoch hakotzrim, which was a remez also, that she is not going to have a malchut in which all will be on one side. Atida malchut beDavid shetitchalek. In the end, there will be a split in the country. Va'itzvot la'koli v'tochal, and then it uses v'tispa v'totar. Says Rabbi Elazar, this refers to achila. She will have b'mei David historically, fulfillment b'mei Shlomo, and there will be plenty left. B'mei Chizkiah was also very, very rich. V'yigre amri v'tochal b'mei David u'b'mei Shlomo. Vatizba bimei Chizkia, but there would still be left even after the Churban bimei Rebbe. This is Rabbi Anos, Sidomar Rav, Domar Mar, Ahurure de Rebbe, the stable boy in Rebbe's stable, was richer than Shvor Malka, the Persian king. That's how rich he was. Bimat Nitatana, and the Braita says the remez is Vatochal, means all through Olam Hazeh. Vatizba is Limot HaMashiach, Vatotar is Liatid Lavo. Venodot, yain v'shemen pshita lo tzvicha dit leitarte unimadate mechore binaya betul mevata lo kamashmalan kedera shobotsa pshita lo tzvicha dit la shalacha maadate mebetul mevata lo kamashmalan rublyezer ben Yaakov omer kushra lo pshita lo tzvicha dit leitarte isra either one above the other one inside of the other maadate mechore binaya betul mevata lo kamashmalan omer shmuel halakak rublyezer ben Yaakov about tying in the animal in the barn omer leabaye what is that supposed to be in halakak bechal de plige omer le what do you care? It's even better. Amalei, I do care. Gomor, zmurutate. Kosh and libe paskia avalo bechevel. Rabbi Yehuda is mativ in bechevel. Kalalam Rabbi Yehuda, which according to Tosfos is not connected with the statement we just had. Kol kesher sheino shel kayama, ein chayav in alav. Chevel demai, I lema chevel de yalma. How could Rabbi Yehuda be matir? It's clearly a kesher shel kayama. Ela chevel de gardi. So in other words, you'd be saying now what? The Rabbanan Sarvi Gazrina Kevel the Gardia to Kevel the Alma and Rabbi Yehuda Sarvi Lo Gazrina, and it's just the opposite. Veraminu Kevel the Lish and Ifsak Loye Koshrela Onvo, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we don't want to be Onvo. Korakalav Pundo Paske, Bavachelo Yan Veno, Kasha Rabbi Yehuda, who here is Makpin on Egzera, Kasha Drabbanan at Rabbanan, Drabbanan Rabbanan, no Kasha, because Kevel be Kevel, it's Kedai to be Gezer, Mikle. Aniva Bikshira lo Michlefa. Rabbi Yehuda lo Kasha Hatam Lamishim the Michlefa Aniva Bikshira. But rather, it's because the Aniva Gufa is Kshira. Omrevav, Omrebhe Barash, Omrav, maybe Adam Kevel mitoch betova koshoba pora ubevuts. Eitve Rabbiacha Richa, who is Rabbiacha bar Papa, la Rababa. Chevel shebevuz kasho beparav beparak kasho beevuz, but never bring a chevel mitoch beto to be kosher in the parah and the evuz. Hatam rechevel de ama hacha chevel de gardi, but you won't be mavatal. Om revino mishmo kli kivoy mutar latatal b'shabbat, just like the chevel of the gardi. Bo minei Rav Yehuda. How about the kovid elyon and the kovid takton? Mahu in v'la v'rafi biyode itman Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel kli kavoy mutar latatal b'shabbat afilu kovid elyon v'kovid takton avlo et hamudim. I'm in the rubble and I don't get it. My shaman would him the low. He let me sure the government gumot. Gumot me mela kahabin. The tzana to mean left at the tzana not taka the gefen in mixat a love megulin. Ain't no koshish lomishum kelayim, lomishum shviz, lomishum maaser, vini talim b'shabbat. Well, yes, that's besada. Besada, loati la shwe gumot. But acha, in babayit, atala shwe gumot. Bamine rabbi yachrim rabbi yuda. Barley voy, kliki voy. For instance, heavy duty ones, Kovid Elyon, Kovid Tachton, Mala Tatal and Beshabbos, are they considered to be Kavua as a Kli, Shemalachto only La Yisr? Omele, absolutely not. Matam, the Fisha any time ever. They're used permanently in that position. Mikaplim et hakelim afilo arba v'chamisha pamim metzien amito bilel Shabbat l'Shabbat, avalo b'Shabbat l'Batzoy Shabbat because of Achona. Rabbi Shmuel Amar, Mikaplim et hakelim, Metzien et hamitot b'yom ha-kippurim l'Shabbat, and for the same reason, Chavei Shabbat krevim b'yom ha-kippurim, avlo sh'yom ha-kippurim b'Shabbat. Rabbi Akiva Amar, lo sh'Shabbat krevim b'yom ha-kippurim, lo sh'yom ha-kippurim krevim b'Shabbat. Amar Levi Rabbi Yadai, lo shonra l'badam echad, you can fold, but to have somebody helping you, or to use a table, sh'nei b'nei adam, lo. And even b'adam echad ne'olami lo amar l'b'chadashim, but Yishanim or your mamish mitakein lo, and even the chadashim is lo amr el belavanim avo betzivonim lo, v'lo amr el shein lo halachlif avo yeshu lachlif lo. Tana shabed rangon li lo yom bekaplim klei lavan shalehem mipnei shayalam lachlif. Speaking of achlafas, as referring in general, a person should change his clothes for Shabbos. Im yeshu lachlif yachlif, and if he doesn't own special other clothing, he can't afford it. At least you shall shell be begadav to make it look more fancy that he's not working clothes. Mat kivlor of safra v'amit chazik haramot rucha. No, kivin deko yuma lo kavid v'inu to kavid lo mit chazik haramot rucha. V'chibato mehasot rachecha v'chibato min shlo yei malbushecha shal shabbat k'malbushecha shal chol. Ki yod ha-rebi yoch rekor lamani mechabdotai. מעשות רכך בין שלא יהיו לוח ראשו שבת כלוח ראשו. ממצוא חפציך, חפציך אסורין, חפצי שמיים מותרין. דבר דבר שלא דיבור כשר שבת כדיבור כשר חול, אין דבר דבר דיבור אסור, הרהור מותר. בישלה מקולו לחיי, but what's the שלא יהיה לוח ראשו שבת כלוח ראשו חול, מהי? כי עוד אמר רב הונא אמר רב, אמר בן אלעם אמר רב אבא אמר רב הונא, היה מהלך בשבת ופוגע באמת המים. אם יכול להניח רק לו ראשונה קודם שתייקר שנייה מותר, ואם לאו אסור, מה תקבל רב, so what's he supposed to do? איך אליו? את לקב כמבף עם שמילוך, אליו ירזים את המתפעה סימני מאיה, and then he ביעתי לידי סחיטה. So this is wrong. בה, כבד לא אוהב ששאפר דמי. אלא כבדי בואי מיני רבי, מרבי שמו ברבי יוסי, מה לפסוע פסיע גסה בשבת? That's what's not דרוכך בשבת כדרוכך בכל. תיינה אז רבי שמו ברבי יוסי, את בכל מי תירה, שאני אומר פסיע גסה, נוטלת אחד מחמש מאות ממורי נף של אדם, ומהד אליו בקידוש שדווי שימשי. בואי מיני רבי, מרבי שמו ברבי יוסי, מה לאכול אדמה בשבת? זה ניסר משום רפואה, and maybe he'll come to grind it. אומר לי וכי בכל מי אוטרה, אני אומר אף בכל עשור נשום מלאקה. אומר רבה מכל אוכל מהפרה של בבל, כאילו אוכל בבשר אבותיו. יש אומרים כאילו אוכל שקצים ורמשים, תכתיב האימך את כל היקום עד רמס. אומר יש לא מניק רשבה שנער, שכל מתי מעבול ננערו לשם. אומר רבי יוחנן, לא מניק רשבה מצולה, שכל מתי מעבול נצטללו לשם. ויש אומרים כאילו אוכל שקצים ורמשים. What is that supposed to mean? מן עבדה יתבחוי יתמחה. Yeah, it's just a figure of speech, you know. Given the malke goes up in Rabbana. Because ha'u gavad ocho gargishta v'ocho tachle v'kot chale tachle b'li v'evamit. V'rachat v'sacht v'samt simlotayach. What are these simlotayach? Omer Rabbi Elazar, clearly they were special begodim, begodim shal Shabbat. Tein l'chacham v'yachkam od, Omer Rabbi Elazar. Yep, that's Rut ha'moavaya v'shmuel ha'ramati. Rut di Naomi amra la v'rachatz v'sach v'samtzim lotayach alach and then v'yarad et agoren. But in reality b'didakti v'ater et agoren and then other it says v'atas k'chol asher tzivatach amota. Shmuel, what was that? Because Eli said shchav v'yay mikra elech v'amarta daber Hashem ki shomei avdecha. But in reality b'diday what does it say? V'yavo Hashem yitzev v'yikra kepam bepam Shmuel Shmuel v'yomer Shmuel daber ki shomei avdecha lo amar daber Hashem. Then it says by root v'telech v'tavo v'talaket pesadeh. What does it mean v'telech v'tavo? Omer Rebbelez shalcha obat acha obat עד שמצא בני אדם המהוגונים לילך אימהם. ויאמר בועז נערו הניצב על הקצור, למי הנערה הזאת? Boy, that's weird. וכי דרכו של בועז לשאול בנערה, אומר רב אלעזר, because he's pointing out דבר חוכמה רבה, שני שיבולים לקטה, שלושה שיבולים לא לקטה, ומתנית את הדבר צניעות רבה, עומדות ונסודה שיתוק מעומד, the grain that was no flaw, she first sat down, miyushav, v'ko tidbakin im narotai, what do you mean tidbakin? V'chidarko shoboz lidabek im anashim, om rabbeloz, yes, because she saw that she was dvuka, v'tishak orpalach amotav ru dafkaba, ama, oh, such a woman surely dvukiba, v'yom ala boaz layet ha'ocha gishi alom, om rabbeloz remez ramazla, atidam ha'chut beitavid latzet bimech, about which it says halom, שנאמר ויבוא המלך דוד וישב בפני השם היום מי אנוכי השם אלוקים ממי ביתי כביאתני עד הלום וטבלת פיתך בחומץ. First of all זה רב לזה בקד שחומץ יופה לשרב בפשור בנחמני אמר רמז רמז לה עתיד בין לצאת ממך שמאסף קשים כחומץ ומנו מנעשה ותשב מצד הקוצרים. הרב לזה מצד הקוצרים לא בתוך הקוצרים רמז רמז לה עתידה המלכות בית דוד שתתחלק את two groups ויצבט לה קולי ותוכל אומר רב לזה ותוכל בימי דוד ותזבא בימי שלמה ותותר בימי חזקיה ויקרא אמר ותוכל בימי דוד ובימי שלמה ותזבא בימי חזקיה ותותר בימי רבי דאמר אמר אהורירי דרבי אביתיר משמור מלכה ומתנית אתנה ותוכו בעולם הזה ותזבא לימות המשיח ותותר לעתיד לבוא.